Thank you for helping us continue this 26-year Arizona Saturday morning tradition. We're going to go to our calls this morning. I believe it's Dave has a leaking deck. Let's see how we can help Dave. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. This is David.
Yes, okay. Sir.
I live at Gainey Ranch, and I have a two-story home, and I have two balconies upstairs. I'm connected to two upstairs bedrooms. About 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we had that rain that lasted about 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And one of the balconies leaked down at the patio down below. I had no problem with it. But in this last rain that we had last weekend, I had the same problem again. Okay. So I called some people down that were having tile work done down the street, and they came over and looked at it and said you needed to regrout it. And they told me they didn't do that type of work. I also called a roofing company, a very fine company. I'll give you the name if you want.
Okay.
Lyons Roofing. They came out.
Okay.
And they said all you need to do is to regrout it. So I finally got the name of a person I thought that would regrout it, and he came out. And he said, you've got to take all the tile off and get down to the bottom and start over. And I hate to go to that expenditure if just regrouting and sealing would solve my problem.
These
patios are about 8 feet wide, 16 feet long.
Okay.
They're 12-inch tiles, and the home was built in 1989.
Okay. And the adjacent wall surface is stucco, I imagine.
It is, yes.
Yeah. You know what? We have done a lot of balconies and decks. And at Gainey Ranch, you're only about 5 minutes from where our office is. Why don't we take Dave's name and phone number? And, Dave, I'll just come by and take a look at it. I'm going to be very, very surprised, unless the grout is literally just chipping and falling out from between the tile, I'm going to be surprised if just regrouting it is going to give us the waterproofing that we need. But if Lyons Roofing has been there and checked it and is suspicious that that's is going to cause a problem, I need to see why they're saying that. Because in my mind, the grout isn't a waterproofing material. It's the pan underneath the grout that's actually going to stop the water infiltration. So let me just come out, give you a courtesy inspection, and take a real hard look at it, and we'll diagnose it from there. Romy, what have you got for us this morning, my man?
On our digital newsroom, we actually covered one a minute ago, the palletized houses. Again, that's i-beamdesign.com. You can see a variety of different designs to stack a couple pallets to make a refugee shelter or a minimalist.
Minimalist.
A minimalist establishment. Robert writes in, and he bought a home that had liquid stucco painted on it 10 years ago. What are the reasons we tell people to use regular acrylic paint over these long-term?
Oh, that's not a rhetorical question.
I
thought you were going to answer your own question. You know, he's going to be really sorry that whoever had the home 10 years ago did that, because you've really created a major, major problem. As a matter of fact, one of our painters called today and said, Rosie, I am trying to help this man out in the Pinnacle Peak area whose home was painted with elastomeric 12 years ago. And we have stripped parts of it and tried to replace it with exterior acrylic, and we're just dealing with it wall by wall as this elastomeric gets wet behind it and starts peeling off. It is a major, major mess. Do not buy into the fact that there is such a thing as lifetime paint in Arizona, and don't buy elastomeric paint for exterior stucco surface. And this liquid stucco was simply just a textured elastomeric paint.
And what was the problem you were talking about that you said water was getting behind?
Water's always going to find a way behind it, and then it has no way to get out. In the monsoon season is usually when the problem starts manifesting itself. Some place that liquid stucco comes up against a dissimilar material. It's either a barge rafter or a rafter on the patio or something. Right there at that joint, it's going to sooner or later fail. Water's going to get in behind it. Now, once the water is in between the elastomeric paint and the stucco, it's going to sit there until the sun comes out the next day and literally steams the elastomeric off the wall.
Well, you've basically just summarized Robert's three-paragraph problems.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, whoever had it last, bought into that, had it applied. If you are looking to buy a home, that might be something worth asking the realtor or finding out from the homeowner. Does it have acrylic or elastomeric? You want acrylic. You want acrylic.
I will confess, elastomeric came out in the late 80s, early 90s. A lot of people considered a cure-all for stucco cracks, and it was getting applied all over the place. We never really bought into it, but I'll tell you what, in the late 90s, we made a bunch of money tearing a lot of it off. People had no options. What are we going to do now? It was horrible for them.
Well, Keith found us doing a Google search and is moving to Phoenix area. And he's wanting to know, is there a reason to buy a masonry home over a stick home? And will a block home have more resale value farther down the road? So, Keith, if you just keep looking at prices for sale and you compare the masonry homes, the stick homes, you're going to answer your own question. You just look at a few more MLS listings.
And our position is if you're moving here to Arizona, it's to enjoy the great outdoors. Why buy a home that's higher maintenance? Buy a masonry home and enjoy your Arizona weekends.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.